Okay, so we're segueing now to the next level of human identity. We talked about five traits that are the baseline of human identity: humility, forbearance, not being angry, simcha, being in a state of contentment and alignment, not being sarcastic or cynical and rejecting other people or ideas or yourself even. And we spoke about yesterday being honest and authentic and not scripting false narratives. So I think those are probably the five core traits. And when I say core traits, they then lead to all the other traits. So some of the other traits that we're trying to build on the next level are all going to be fed by many of these traits. So let's move up a level in human identity. And I think probably one of the most important second level traits I would call is to respect people. Kavod Abrios, showing respect to people, feeling respect to people. Now, why is respect important? Well, respect, first of all, is important to show respect to people because you give them self-esteem. Everyone wants respect. Everyone wants gratification. Talmid of Rabbi Akiva were killed because Shalanagu Kavod Zevazah. Now, obviously, a person should try to have internal self-esteem. You shouldn't really care that much about what other people think about you. We spoke about that yesterday. But everyone likes a good compliment, and everyone likes a good smile, and everyone likes a good word of encouragement. So obviously, the primary reason you should respect people is because you're building their lives, and you're building their self-esteem, and you're building their confidence. But since this series of Shiurim is dedicated to building your own identity, how could you craft your own? So how does respecting people affect you, not just the person? I don't want to just leave, make believe every trait is only to make you a better person. That can become very self-absorbed. Traits are important because they're also, but it's not a Shiur about chesed. The chesed is the services that you provide for other people. Sometimes you provide money, sometimes you provide food, sometimes you provide visitation, and sometimes you provide psychological reinforcement. We're not talking in this Shiur about chesed, we're talking about midos, which is very different from chesed. It's about crafting your personality, but obviously showing respect to people is a major part of the world of chesed, not just the world of midos. But how does showing respect to people or respecting people internally, how does it affect you? So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ezeo mechubad ha-mechaved es abrios. So Chazal were already highlighting that there's an impact upon you, not just the kavod yishev abrios, is you become a mechubad. However we choose to interpret the word mechubad, you become someone higher grade, more noble, more dignified. So what is it about showing kavod abrios? What is it about deeply respecting other people's lives? I would say there probably are three different areas to think about. First of all, every single person, Jew, non-Jew, successful, non-successful, is crafted with a Tzelem Elokim. Now, what is a Tzelem Elokim? Many different versions, but it's the it factor. It's called the it factor. It's pretty, a human being alongside of an animal, just try to catalog all the different aspects that differentiate between a human being and an animal. Intelligence, cognition, emotions, consciousness, dreams, communication in a sophisticated sense, not just where we should mate and where we should hibernate and where we should find scavenge for food. So every person has that, and you feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you can find Hashem in Torah, and lesser so you can find Hashem in nature. You also find Hashem in the world He created of human beings, because that's the pinnacle of nature. Some people are more comfortable with an ocean or a mountain than they are with people. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a mountain, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a glacier, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I go on a safari. But with people, I'm not able to see the Tzelem Elokim that He created within. So just by seeing and respect, that person has great traits, and that person has an important life, and that person, by seeing the potential that person has translated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's potential, you're able, A, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, and also, of course, as these are all reflexive, to appreciate your own Tzelem Elokim. And say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gifted me with Tzelem Elokim like that person, and how can I translate my Tzelem Elokim? Which is, I think, a little bit under siege in today's world. I'm not so sure that people speak as often in these terms, the divine potential within people. It's a world that seems a lot more chaotic and disorderly. So it's important to restore that sense of Tzelem Elokim and trust. And we'll talk about this in Mirtz Hashem next section about how to become someone that's respectful of people. It's about being a humanist and believing in people and believing that people are good. But that's the second section about the techniques about how to acquire these traits. The second issue that it will, I think, confer to people is that you'll just become a better person because, as I've said so often, traits in life are absorbed by osmosis. If you want to acquire a trait, try to associate with people that possess those traits and it'll rub off upon you, your friends, your spouse, the friends in your life, the chavrusas you choose, the people you associate at work. It's really important. I think it's a really undervalued or understated aspect of choosing a profession is what's the culture there? Which people are working, if you're working in a corporation? Who are the people working there? What are the values they represent? I always tell people, check management. Like, check management really well. I know what types of people. Will they respect you? Will they respect their clients? If you're working with management that don't respect their clients, they're trying to be manipulative of clients and exploitative, it's likely exploitators, people that exploit, exploiters, they're pretty much chronic exploiters. If they exploit their clients, they'll probably exploit their workers, they'll exploit, they just don't respect other human beings. So who you spend 10, 12 hours a day with will very, very deeply affect who you are and what your personality is. So if you respect other people, you're able to open a gateway into their lives and into their traits and into their accomplishments that I can learn from them. If you don't respect other people, then you very much negate or dismiss their accomplishments, and it's harder for you to say, I want to be like that, I want to acquire that trait, I want to absorb. So respect is, I call it a gateway opener. It opens gateways of improvement. Because you look at other people's lives, you respect whom they are, and then you say, wow, that person possesses a really impressive trait that I want to try to absorb and I want to try to simulate. So it's not just important theologically, because it attunes you to tell them to him and others and yourself, but I think developmentally, it allows you to grow from other people, because if you don't respect other people, you're less likely to desire their traits and to learn from their traits. So it's a gateway to growth. The third issue is, I think it helps you avoid some very, very negative traits. I just want to talk about three negative traits, and each negative trait is a positive. Number one, people are very judgmental of others, and here's where sarcasm sets in. And it's easy to be judgmental of people and then to dismiss them and to trivialize them. And if you respect people and you realize that people have real lives and deep lives and challenging lives, and it's a hedge against judgmentalism. Judgmentalism is a very, very dangerous trait. Maybe we'll speak about that as a separate trait. Chazal speak about kafschus, how they dinus called them the kafschus. So if you want to try to work against judgmentalism, one of the first steps is respecting other people, respecting their lives, respecting their autonomy, respecting their needs, respecting their dreams. And then you're able to contextualize a negative trait you feel or that you see. It's very easy to slip into the black hole of judgmentalism if you don't respect other human beings. Second issue that it serves as a hedge against is simplification. A lot of people simplify. I always find very, very, not depressed, but very sad. And I go to Levaya, and you realize how deep people's lives are and how complex the human condition is and how relationships and goals and dreams, and we just package them into one little, let me tell who this person is. And then you're talking about an entire world. Can you imagine if someone asks you, describe the cosmos to me? Okay, I'll describe the cosmos in one sentence. It's such a gross oversimplification. You're turning something so large and vast into a one-dimensional. And when we simplify things, we're dishonest. When we simplify things, we're arrogant. Again, here's where all those other core traits start to emerge. So if we respect people, then we tend to appreciate it. A member of Lichtenstein once said, to read literature is to appreciate the complexity of the human condition. Now, why is it important to appreciate the complexity of the human condition? I just feel that when we simplify people, we turn them into cardboard cutouts, a one-dimensional, two-dimensional, rather than dimensions they really possess. I think the third danger of not respecting people is that you take people for granted, you objectify people. What do I mean objectify people? There are gross forms of objectification, pornography, but there are other forms of objectification, hachvatza in Hebrew. It turns out into a chepes, where that person is only important as to what they can provide for you. Not in a way that's tyrannical. You're not a slave master, you're not running a slave trade, but people in your life, they don't possess importance. They're just stepping stones for you. What can that person provide for me? And that leads to a lot of very negative traits. In particular, you don't appreciate things from people. You're not makir tov. When you're not makir tov, that's opening a whole Pandora's box of negative, toxic traits. And of course, you'd be manipulative of people because you'll use them as tools to get to your goals rather than just living alongside. And we all have our dreams. We all have our vectors. Sometimes our vectors intersect. And so there are many, many traits that are dangerous that respect for people can hedge against. And those, I would say, are the three tiers of kavod abrios. I don't say kavod abrios in the way that we talk, being nice to people, being kind to people, but internally, deep internal identity. How do you see other human beings? So do you view the world with respect? You could pretty much divide the world down the middle. I don't know if it's down the middle, but you can create one, as much as I don't like to simplify, one benchmark and say, do you respect people or do you disrespect people? And it emerges in so many different context. Are you respectful of people or are you disrespectful of people? And tomorrow we'll talk about certain examples of respect and disrespect and how to try to work on them. But I think it is something that triggers three different issues. Tzelem Elokim, do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in people? Second of all, gateways to growth. Are you able to look at people as models of traits? I want that trait. That person has so much to learn. Like, who needs these svarim? Who needs Sifrei Musar? You've got a cornucopia of Musar from all these people, just really good people that are trying to accomplish great things. They don't know. Because Musar is always abstract. You read about it in a book, how does it translate into reality? When you see people wrestling with real life issues, oh, that's how that person handles the stress. That's how that person handles the amazing, amazing opportunities to learn. You just don't respect them, and why would you want to learn from them? You have to respect someone and their lifestyles in order to learn from them. And third of all, because respect serves as a hedge against some very, very dark traits, judgmentalism, simplification, taking things for granted and objectifying people into tools to achieve certain goals. So tomorrow we'll try to tackle how to become a respectful person. What's the secret? How can you become more respectful? It's a hard trait to acquire. That's something that's as easy as some of the others, okay? Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov.